President Biden unveiled fresh executive measures on Tuesday, empowering U.S. immigration authorities to deport large groups of migrants without processing their asylum petitions.
This aggressive move by Mr. Biden suspends the handling of asylum claims at official entry points along the southern border, allowing U.S. officials to reject and deport migrants who enter unlawfully more swiftly. The partial asylum ban took effect at 12:01 a.m. on Wednesday. Liam White reporting.
The regional government reported that the mayor of a town in western Mexico was killed barely 24 hours after Claudia Sheinbaum became the Latin American country's first elected woman president.
The murder of the municipal mayor of Cotija, Yolanda Sanchez Figueroa, was condemned by the Michoacán State Interior Ministry in a social media post. According to local media, Sanchez, elected mayor in 2021, was gunned down on a public road. Benjamin Wright reporting.
An assault by Ukrainian forces on a Russian air defense missile battery within Russian territory was likely conducted using a U.S.-supplied weapon system.
The Institute for the Study of War stated in a post on X that the attack on the Russian S-300-400 battery north of Belgorod City, around 25 miles from the Ukraine border over the weekend, was probably carried out with a high-mobility artillery rocket system, Joseph Eckerson reporting.
Sean Diddy Combs has divested his stake in Revolt, the media firm the rapper and entrepreneur established over a decade ago.
The Los Angeles-based company said in a statement on its website Tuesday that shares in Revolt held by Combs, who served as the company's chair, have been fully redeemed and retired. Revolt did not disclose the amount Combs received for his stake in the hip-hop news and entertainment company he founded in 2013. Kevin Sanders reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Federal officials are investigating after a juror in a federal trial over an alleged pandemic relief fraud scheme told police she was offered $120,000 cash in an attempted bribe to acquit the defendants, according to court records.
Seven individuals are on trial for what federal prosecutors called the largest pandemic relief fraud scheme to date, accused of partaking in a $250 million fraud through the Minnesota nonprofit Feeding Our Future that allegedly exploited federal child nutrition program funds during COVID-19. Lawrence Keller reporting.
The chief financial officer of conservative news outlet, The Epoch Times, has been arrested and charged in an alleged $67 million global money laundering scheme, federal prosecutors announced.
61-year-old Wydong Bill Guan was arrested and charged with one count of conspiring to commit money laundering and two counts of bank fraud, according to the indictment, which stated the charges are not related to the media company's news gathering activities. Jessica Oakley reporting.
A Brooklyn man was charged in connection with an illegal sports betting scheme involving Jonte Porter, the former Toronto Raptors player.
Porter pretended to be injured before a January game between the Raptors and the Los Angeles Clippers. According to federal prosecutors in Brooklyn, Bruce Pham placed bets on Porter's performance, knowing Porter planned to withdraw from the game. Kyle Norris reporting.
AT&T stated on Tuesday evening that it had resolved an issue preventing customers from completing calls placed to non-AT&T customers across the U.S.
earlier. The telecommunications company confirmed there was a nationwide issue that is affecting the ability of customers to complete calls between carriers. The carriers are working as quickly as possible to diagnose and resolve the issue, the carrier stated in a post on X, Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.